You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
WIPSI, or the World Indigenous Peoples Conference on Education, is a triennial conference that celebrates the sharing, promoting of, and advocacy for Indigenous-based initiatives through holistic educational efforts. WIPSI 2025 took place here in Tāmaki Makaurau. I spoke to WIPSI 2025 co-chair, Professor Mehana Jury, Dani Tane, Ngāti Kaufata, Ngāti Rokawa, Ngāti Porou, Rongo Fukata, and Kai Tahu about his reflections on the conference. I started by asking if he could briefly outline what WIPSI is for those who don't know.
WIPSI is the world's biggest Indigenous education conference that only happens every 3 years, and it was last held in Aotearoa in 2005, hosted by Waikato. So this year's return of WIPSI to Tāmaki Makaurau was significant. It was actually the biggest ever academic conference held in the country. There were over 4,000 participants. WIPSI was open to the city through our Te Ao Pūtahi Festival. So it's significant for those reasons. But I think perhaps more importantly, it's significant because it's a conference and a movement which allows us to determine the future of Indigenous education in the world.
WIPSI this year had a range of themes, but were there any in particular that really shone through?
Well, for me, probably two themes came through strongly right throughout the gathering. But the first one, in my view, is that there's an emerging movement which is really around what we might call trans-indigeneity. Now, trans-indigeneity is about Indigenous nations, Indigenous movements working much more closely together to establish a standalone Indigenous economy, to establish a standalone Indigenous health system, to establish a standalone Indigenous media platform. So what we're seeing right now, and if we actually reflect back on Te Ariki Nui Kuini Ngāwai Honoi Te Pō, her hui held at Tūranga Waiwai the other week, was all about building a standalone independent economy. So that was one theme. The other theme is that we should celebrate the place of Indigeneity in this world. We wanted to use WIPSI as a platform to open our doors to Aucklanders, to New Zealanders, to anyone and everyone, to get a taste of what it is to be Indigenous in terms of how we go about promoting our culture, our education, our language. So that in itself, I think, is quite remarkable. In 3 years' time, we head to Waikoloa in the Big Island of Hawaii. So we're looking forward to the next WIPSI, which is going to be held in 2028.
A lot of people have talked about how vibrant the city centre felt while the conference was on. Why do you think this was, and how can we keep that energy?
Well, I really applaud the efforts of Ngāti Whātua, who were our iwi manaaki, for the duration of WIPSI. We worked very closely with Ngāti Whātua to ensure that their mana could be reflected across the entirety of WIPSI. But right from the Parade of Nations, which was on the Sunday, and this massive, what I call a mega porphyry catering of 3,000 people at the Cloud, it really set the tone for the city, which was to say that, you know, Auckland, we are diverse. Tāmaki Makaurau, let's celebrate our Indigenous, our iwi history. But we should do more of this. We proved to the world that we can host a conference of the scale, one of the biggest ever conferences to take place in Aotearoa. So my message to Tāmaki Makaurau and to Aotearoa is that we should do more of this. Our Indigenous brothers and sisters enjoy coming to Aotearoa. We have a long-standing history of sharing our shared experiences and sharing the vibrancy of our culture. So I think that WIPSI 2025 has really flipped the script, and it shows to the country and to the world that we can do this, and we should do more of it, and we should be really proud as a city, actually, in terms of being in Tāmaki Makaurau, of what we can achieve.
Were there any challenges laid out at the conference that people across Aotearoa should keep in mind?
I think there are a number of challenges that are very much reflective of the current political climate here in Aotearoa. One of the recurring messages throughout the conference was that there have been a number of recent decisions made by the current coalition government which diminish the impact of Māori education in this country and diminish the impact of Te Tiriti or Waitangi in this country. The other broader message that really resonated right throughout WPSI 2025 was that Indigenous peoples are having to grapple and negotiate with the impact of what I would call right-wing governments throughout the world who take a view, really, that indigeneity is of no concern to governments, and that governments are actually more concerned with the economy. So we need to be able to ensure that those concerns are heard by respective governments across the world, and that the challenges that Indigenous peoples face can be overcome, because we have the solutions, but we need to also ensure that we are not entirely dependent upon governments to be prescribing what is best for us. In fact, tinoranga tiratanga and Indigenous sovereignty is about Indigenous peoples being self-determining. But I also feel that we need to work much more closely together, and that's really what this notion of trans-Indigeneity is about.
That was Professor Mehana Duri, WPSI 2025 co-chair, on his reflections from the conference.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.